Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. We just magnify and worship God even right now. Let's give God the fruit of our lips. Oh, Basharasana, God, we lift you up, Lord. Oh, we magnify your name, God. We honor you, Lord. Oh, we give you splendor, God. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank God on a day. If he's moved for you in a mighty way, you ought to thank God. Oh, Shatarasanda God. Oh, how we lift him up. Oh, Bisharahanda God. God says to let you know that he loves you on today. Oh, Basharasanda God. The Bible declares that Christ so loved the world, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, and whosoever should believe in him will not perish but have an everlasting life. Oh, Sikarasana God, we worship God. We magnify him. Go ahead and lift God up even right now. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. Give God honor and glory even right now. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, we worship you, Lord. Oh, how we magnify your name. Oh, we lift you up even on a day, God. You know, God is in the middle of your situation. Whatever you may be going through on today, whatever challenge you may be faced with on today, God is right there in the middle. He said, tell my people I'm in the midst and in the middle. To be in the midst means that you're in and around about the situation. But to be in the middle means that, oh, Bashata, son of the Holy Spirit, says that that means that he's working it out even right now. So he's in the midst and he's in the middle. He's in the midst of the situation to comfort you. And he's in the middle of the situation to work it out. Hallelujah. He said, cast his cares upon him because he cares for you. Oh, Bashatahanda God, how we lift God up even on the day. We magnify and worship God even on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, we've been having an awesome time in the Lord through healing crusades. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, God, we just left Lansing, Michigan. Amen. Sometime in February. Hallelujah. Sometime in January. I believe we were there January the, hallelujah, God, the 15th. Oh, Bashataro, son of God. Now we're heading to Akron, Ohio. We'll be there on February the 14th. After that, we're going to Macon, Georgia on March the 13th. Then we'll be back in Lansing, Michigan again on March the 17th. Hallelujah. Then we're heading to, hallelujah, and Anaheim, California. Amen. On April the 29th. Amen. If God is in the midst of your situation, you will see the manifestation of it. And this is what we're bringing with our healing crusades. We're bringing the manifestation of God's glory. Amen. The Bible declares that this testifies, amen, that God is real. Amen. For we serve a real God. We serve a true and living God. We serve a God, oh hallelujah, Jesus, that is real. He manifests himself every single day. Amen. And he's working your situation out even right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is the, hallelujah, God, the Sunday service. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to go to the book of Ephesians on today. Amen. God wants to take you to Ephesians. Amen. And God put on my heart the word habits. Amen. H-A-B-I-T-S. Amen. Habits, meaning more than one. Amen. And when I looked at the word habits, amen, the definition came back as the, amen, the Latin word for habits is habitus, H-A-B-I-T-U-S. Amen. Coming from the root word of habio, meaning to have and to hold. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's the Latin word for habits. It is a noun. Amen. That means that it is a thing. Amen. We all know that nouns are things. Amen. Hallelujah. People, places. Amen. Or things. A habit or habits is a thing. It's something that, amen, you take possession of. It's an ownership. Amen. The dictionary says that the Latin word for habits is habitus. Amen. It's a disposition. Amen. A disposition, excuse me, or condition of the mind or body acquired by custom or frequent repetition of the same act. Somebody hold on to that word, same. Amen. Habit is that which is held or retained. Amen. The effect of custom or frequent repetition. Hence, we speak of good habits and we speak of bad habits. Let us go to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift you up even right now. We magnify your name. We invite you into the midst of the service. We ask that you take full, complete control. We ask that your Holy Spirit sends out a rhema word that's from heaven, spoken to the masses, spoken to the hearts and the minds of the people. We ask, Heavenly Father, that it comes out of my lips, hallelujah, God, the way in which you desire for it to be heard. Oh, Bashata, Son, that we give you all the glory. Hide your ministering woman behind your cross. Oh, Bashata, Robaya, God. God said he loves you on a day. Let all the people say amen. You know, I just keep hearing the Holy Spirit say, tell my people that I love them. Amen. And so when we speak of good habits, amen, we think of a repetitive thing of the same act over and over again. It's a custom, amen, that's built in the mind or in the body. Amen. It's a disposition, meaning it's a certain stance. Amen. Or it's a certain act. Amen. Or it's a certain thought process. Oh, hashata robaya. God, there it is right there. The thought process. Amen. We're going to Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Amen. And we're going to go over to the 10th verse. Hallelujah, Jesus, as we read Ephesians 5 and 10, and I'm going to go down to the 15th verse. Amen. God is putting a teach on the line even right now. If you're listening by internet, amen, if you're by cell phone, however you happen to be, amen, in the midst of the service, amen, God desires a teacher on today. Oh, Bashata, Son of God, I will not be preaching, hallelujah, but God wants to teach us, amen, some things according to Ephesians 5 and 10, which reads, it says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Hold on to the word secret. But in all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Oh, Bashataros. Under God, we find here that the Bible is saying, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Ephesians 5 and 10 says proving. When we look at the word proving, amen, proving means, amen, that we have evidence, amen, that there is a result taking place, amen. When God say proving what is acceptable, amen, that means that there has to be an evidence with your Christian walk. Oh, Bashata, Son of God, God says, for hallelujah, God, there is always a cause and an effect. Amen. God said that he sent this, amen, with hallelujah, Newton. Amen. For the apple that went up is the apple that came down. Amen. So when you throw the apple up, amen, as a result of gravity of throwing the apple up, amen, the apple is going to fall. Amen. Somebody say the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Oh, Bashata, Son of God, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And when I say the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, what that is saying, what I'm saying there is God says that you will know them by their fruit. fruit. Oh, come on and help us on today, Holy Ghost. God said that you cannot mix bitter water with sweet. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. If you have a tree, hallelujah, God, that is a tree that is evil, it's going to manifest darkness. Oh, Bashata, Son of God. God say, prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. And we know that the Lord is light. Amen. So we have to prove that the light of Christ is inside each and every one of us. Hallelujah. By our works. Hallelujah. Proving is to prove, is to have evidence, is to have a result. Amen. Of what you believe in. Hallelujah. The Bible declares in Acts, the 9th chapter, in the 22nd verse, it says, but Saul increased the more in strength. We all know who Saul was. Amen. Saul was the man that was previously, Saul is the man that, God turned his name into Paul. Amen. Saul is the man that walked in all power and authority according to the Holy Spirit. Amen. He was thrown down off of his high horse on that day on the road to Damascus. Amen. The Bible says, but Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. You might want to get a pencil and a paper and take notes. Amen. That's Acts 9 and 22. We only find, hallelujah, Jesus, the word proved so many times in the Bible. Amen. But God said here in his word, according to Acts 9 and 22, that Saul, amen, he increased more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. Amen. He had a proving behind his belief in Christ. What did he do? He increased in strength. Amen. And he confounded the Jews. Amen. That was the manifestation of Paul believing in the things and walking in the things of Christ. Amen. He had proof behind his ministry. Oh, yes, God is speaking to, hallelujah, some ministry leaders out there on a day. God is saying, where is your proof? For we often say that the proof is inside of the pudding. Oh, help me on a day, Holy Ghost. And the Bible says in Judges 2 and 22 that thou, them, I may prove, hallelujah, God, may prove Israel whether they keep the way of the Lord or walk therein as their father did. Keep it or not. Hallelujah, Jesus. God wanted to prove Israel. Hallelujah, God. Meaning that he wanted to make, hallelujah, a full picture, hallelujah, of Israel. He wanted to prove Israel to everybody else. Amen. There are some things that God wants to do in our lives. Excuse me, well, he wants to prove who we are in him, in Christ Jesus, so that the others may see. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Prove that which is good in God. Amen. It's a reciprocal thing according to the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are also to, hallelujah, God, to prove, amen, what is acceptable unto the Lord. But also God wants to prove, amen, the things inside of us. Amen. To testify of his glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. So when we're proving, it's a double way. Amen. It's a double thing. Amen. It's like double men. Hallelujah. You've seen the commercials back in the day of the 80s. Amen. When they chew double mint gum, amen, they would often show, hallelujah, a twin. Amen. Or the same thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Proving that, hallelujah, which is acceptable unto the Lord. Amen. God said that through them I may prove Israel. Hallelujah. How many of us know that God will take the situation that's in your life even right now to prove that you are a chosen person, to prove that there is, hallelujah, Jesus, a crown ship on the side of salvation. Hallelujah, God. For God often takes the situations that we're dealing with every day. Hallelujah. I'm talking to the believer that has been, hallelujah, working it out for God. You've been fasting, you've been praying, you've been walking in the things of God, you've been serving in your church, you've been a faithful servant, amen, hallelujah, but sometimes the thing seems as though things don't always go in the way in which they should go. It may be that God is proving, oh, Bashata, Son, respond to the ones that are looking on, hallelujah, that salvation is real. Oh, come on and help us, Holy Ghost. For the Bible declares that we overcome him by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. How can anybody overcome anything if they don't see a testimony? How can you have a testimony if there is no test? Oh, help us on today, Lord. The thing that you're going through on today is so that God may be glorified and so that salvation may prove itself. The Bible declares in Ephesians 5 and 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Or what does it mean to reprove? Well, according to, hallelujah, the dictionary, it is the Hebrew word for gahar, gahar, hallelujah, Jesus, that's G-A-W-A-R. Gar. This is the root Hebrew word, hallelujah, for reprove. Amen. It means to rebuke. Amen. It means, hallelujah, to chide. Hallelujah. It means to openly put to shame, says the Holy Spirit. Amen. So not only do you turn down the things of darkness, but, hallelujah, you reveal them. Oh, bashata, son of a God, say to shine the light down on the heard. Hallelujah. You've often hear people say, oh, bashata, son of God, that hallelujah. You've often hear people say, oh, bashata, son of God, that they don't want, hallelujah, things to be brought to the light. They're called secrets. Oh, help us on a day, God. But God said that secret is found nigh unto him. Now, so what are you saying on the day? I'm saying on the day that, hallelujah, God, habits, oh, bashata, son, they're often found inside of secrets. But how many of us know on the day that the secret place of the Most High is where we ought to be? The Bible says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and that's found in Psalms 91:1. Those that dwell in the secret place. Oh, yes, if you're looking for some secrets, God's got a secret place for you right there. The Bible says that those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High, oh, help me, God, on the day, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So you don't have to worry about the skeletons that's in the closet. You don't have to worry about the things that are repetitious. You don't have to worry about all the things, oh, bashatasan, that are habitus on today. Oh, God is breaking habits in the air, even right now. The yoke is going out, oh, bashatasan, God. God said he's breaking the habit even right now. Those that have habits, oh, bashatasan, that do not manifest light. God is breaking the habit even right now. So you got to turn the dark secret into a light secret. And the light secret is according to Psalms 91:1. He that dwelleth in the secret place, oh, bashata, son of God. There are some places that we need to get in, God, that are called the secret place. God wants to do the transfer from the dark secret into the light secret. For the Bible declares that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He's the light for unto salvation. For 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge and the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You ought to come out of the dark and into the marvelous light. You don't have to worry about the dark places in your life. You don't have to worry about the habits. The Bible declares, it's a shame to speak of those things which are done in secret, but it's a secret place, hiding in the tabernacle of the love of Jesus Christ. In that secret place, it's called the transfer. Transfer yourself. Be ye renewed by the
the transferring of your mind. I'm not proving the things which are holy and acceptable unto Jesus Christ. I'm not transfer your mind. If you want to come out of a dark secret, go into a light secret. For the Bible declares, Son of God, but if we walk as the light, and he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son cleanses us, from all sin, God is saying on the day, the message is very clear, to come out of that dark place, come out of that dark spot, come out of the dark thoughts, and step into the light, the light of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. You know that song says, Jesus is the light, light of the world, Jesus is the light, light of the world, Jesus is the light. God said, come out of the darkness and into the marvelous light. Oh, yes, the message is very clear on today, and for those who are already in the light, but yet and still it seems as though darkness seems to find you, all you got to do is tell the enemy, get behind me, Satan, for you are an offense to me, and all you got to do is say, the Lord rebuke you, oh, put an open rebuke on it, all the things that the enemy has wreaked havoc on you, you got to put an open rebuke on it, you got to reprove it. Remember, I told you earlier that reprove is an open rebuke, and put an open rebuke on it. Oh, come on and help us, God, on a day. God is breaking the yoke off of that thing. The things that seem to worry you, you worry no more. I speak it into existence even right now. I'm setting it in order for your life. Even right now, the things that wrecked you, the things that havoc you, the things that worried you in your mind, God said to tell the people, I see 90%, I see the number 90, and a percent sign behind it, and God said to let the people know, that 90% of my people cannot move forward, because they're stuck in darkness, God said to let my people know, that 90% of y'all can't move forward, cause you're stuck in darkness, you're stuck in the spirit of offense, you're stuck in oh, they offended me, I can't come out of darkness of offense, and move forward in the things of God, cause somebody in the church, has offended me, they did not say my name in the program, they did not come visit me when I was sick. Cater to my flesh. Yes, it's a caterance. To the flesh. But God said, walk in the spirit. So you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. The walk in the spirit means the walk in all faith. God said, 90% of my people cannot move forward in healing. Because you're stuck in the past of a lack of faith. God said 90% of my people cannot move forward in the light because you're stuck in the path of darkness, the darkness of condemnation. But the Bible declares those that are in Christ Jesus are free. Aren't you glad you're free on the day? You know, condemnation leads to the root of bitterness. Oh, condemnation tells yourself, I can't. But you gotta be like the little engine that could. You know, condemnation. It tells yourself, I'm not good enough. I don't measure up. There is no equal sign. God said I would just teach today. But I feel a little bit of preach. Is it all right if I let you know? About the spirit of condemnation. The condemnation. Oh, by I see ankles. I see shackles on my feet. The And God said condemnation. It takes out the dance in your walk of Christ. But God said in his word, to lift up those holy hands, we're all believing. I came to buy to let you know today. I came by to test you, and let you know, and make you think about it. Where is your faith? I'm talking about a faith that can raise the dead. I'm talking about a faith that can heal. I'm talking about a faith that's made with miracles. I'm talking about a faith that's supernatural. Oh, where's your faith of your deliverance of Christ? Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of no faith. Let me tell you something. Faith crushes condemnation. Faith crushes. It breaks down condemnation. And I see condemnation melting away like you put something inside of acid. Oh, yes, God, when you put something on acid, or you put acid on something, it seems to disintegrate. And God is showing me in the spirit realm that when you put faith on top of condemnation, it disintegrates. Oh, ye of little faith, you got to have faith to the end. I don't care if you're in chemotherapy. I don't care if you're on your sickbed. I don't care if you're drawing your last breath. You got to have the faith of Enoch and say, God, I know you can still translate me even right now. For Enoch had this thing that pleased God. He believed on Bashat's son. Oh, you got to get like. Oh, hallelujah, God. Cinderella. You got to get like all the animated characters inside of Disney World. You know why Disney World was able to make it in a reality world? Disney means it's all fantasy. The reason why Disney World made it and became the most successful company on the land is because it believed. Oh, where's your belief on today? Oh, God is a God that's going to raise up miracles. God is a God that's going to raise up the dead. He does it every day. God is a God that you can believe on. You can trust in. Oh, Bashatas, son of God. Go ahead and lift up God wherever you are. Go ahead and give God the praise wherever you are. Give your situation to God. Give your worry to God. Give your heartache to God. Oh, Bashatas, son of God. And put the things of darkness behind you and step into the light. And the light is called faith. This is the time in which, oh, Bashatarobaya God, we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. If you've walked your life and you have not walked with God, or even if you've got away from the things of God, we know, hallelujah, that we can do nothing without him. The things that we're doing even right now, we're not really doing them because they aren't going anywhere. They aren't manifesting anything. Oh, Bashatas, son of God. But we want to manifest good habits. We want to manifest things that we can touch, taste, feel. Oh, Bashatarobaya God. And if you've been in that place in your life, when you haven't been walking with Christ, you got to get to him even right now. Now is the time. Not another day, not another second, and not another minute. But right now, let us lift up our hands and give our hearts to God. Even right now, this is the time of salvation. This is the time that we meet God in the altar of our heart. You know, you don't have to have an altar at a church to meet God. Amen. You are the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And the altar is your heart. Oh, Bashata, son of God. Let's repeat the prayer after me. Hallelujah, God. Dear Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Jesus. I feel God saying hallelujah to say hallelujah, God. The prayer that's in the Bible. Repeat it after me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, when you say thy will be done, then you're saying it is God's will that none should perish but all come to repentance. You're speaking the will of God of repentance. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day, God, my daily bread. Forgive me of my trespasses. You're asking God for his forgiveness right now. As I forgive those who trespass against me, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Listen, if you said this prayer and you meant it in your heart, you are saved. God has redeemed you with the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Repentance is a place of sincerity. Hallelujah, God. And there should be a manifestation of light in your life. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez. This is the Miracle Network Church. Please connect with the website, AlyssaNarvez.com, to find out about the healing crusade that's coming to your city. Amen. And stay connected with me. May God's grace be upon you richly. And remember, have the faith to believe.